This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Rachel.
Cheryl.
Okay, we cover a lot of ground in this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot. We talk about the five B's.
The five B's, the three C's.
The three C's. We talk about a jug band.
Oh, God, we talk about the jug band.
We're, talk like,
about
way
the
too
reunion.
Much.
You know, we really spent an inordinate amount of time on softball.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping Thomas cuts it all down. But here's the problem. He never does. Thomas never really edits anything out. This is the problem. Okay, so we should get to it. We should just get to it.
Let's just get to it.
Okay. Ladies and jerks, welcome to Bama Rush. Hey, Rachel. Hey.
Hey. Roll Tide.
Okay, you're
Roll Tide.
Don't give it away yet. Do not. We have not even announced it yet. Rach. A lot has happened
mm-hmm.
since the last time we talked on True Story.
So much.
I went to my high school reunion.
You sure did.
I sure as shittin' did.
I feel like I went to it.
I know. You were like getting blow by blow as I was going through it. It was really fun. It was very sweet.
So fun and so sweet.
It was in Tallahassee. Cracklin Rosie, my mom did not make it all the way to the reunion.
That's shocking.
But I did spend a lot of time with her, and the last minute she said, you know, I think you should go by yourself. Because who wants to go to a high school reunion if you didn't even go to that high school?
Yeah.
Like all the husbands and wives and boyfriends, mm-hmm. girlfriends, like who wants to do that?
Just a really insecure partner that's going with their person that wants to make sure they don't hook up with any old high school sweethearts. I said it.
It was really cute because was your high school really clicky? Clicks?
Was my high school really clicky?
Yeah. Did you have names of the cliques?
No, I mean, I feel like it was like just like the theater weirds and I was a theater weird.
Of course you were. You went to Shawnee. By the way, I have not recovered from Shawnee.
I know.
That was your first concert. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm ever going to get over it or understand it.
It just sets the tone for my entire life. There were cliques in my high school for sure. There was like the cheerleaders mm-hmm. and the football players. I mean, mm-hmm. like that's like your standard, the nerds, the loners, the potheads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We had the burnouts.
Oh, the burnouts.
We would call people like the burnouts.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the Archies who were the...
What?
We called them the Archies. They were like, they were the rich kids that... And the cheerleaders that seemed perfect, that wore like the best clothes and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they were the Archies. And we had the jocks, you know, you get that.
Okay.
Then we had the Sochies.
Mm-hmm.
The Sochies
had... I don't know what that is.
The Sochies, I like to think of myself as a Sochie. We had the biggest group. We were just there to have a good time, and we did sociable things. Like if there was a...
Sochies.
Yeah, if there was a...
Sochies.
Yeah, if there was a dance, the Sochis showed up in force, halfway to make fun of it and the other half mm-hmm. to dance.
Okay.
And then there were the freaks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they were the burnouts. And we actually had free kill. Yeah, we had free kill where they would sit and smoke cigarettes. It was like right off of campus. But that was
free kill?
Freak Hill.
Oh, Freak Hill. I thought you said free kale. I was like, what the fuck? Bro,
Tallahassee's very progressive in the 80s.
Really? Can I tell you something really quick?
Please.
I love that you like Freak Hill. But when you were talking about the rich kids, like mm-hmm. My school was very, it was weird because we had like sort of a bad part of town that was in that school district.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the school district, all the parents were like, because we were right down the street from OSU. So all the parents were either professors or doctors or fancy people that made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so that was Worthington Hills, and all the rich kids lived in Worthington Hills. And I lived in Colonial Hills, which the kids in my school, it does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But it was dubbed Poverty Hills.
It's not funny, but it kind
that
of is.
Yeah. But that's where I grew up. And it was like pretty in pink, like all that stuff. Like I wore like a dress from my prom that was from a vintage store. But back then it was just like, you know, the Salvation Army or whatever.
Yeah. It's cuter to call it a vintage store. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But I loved my dress. But yeah, we ate McDonald's and Wendy's for our prom date with our prom under a tent that my parents put up, like a white tent and picnic tables.
That's kind of adorable.
It was so sweet. It was totally adorable. But it was sad. In the rich kids' eyes. The rich kids were like, that's sad.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're making me sad. Do you have to go? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but at this reunion, it was cute because, you know, we had a mix of everybody. Mm-hmm. And we definitely had, you know, I was part of the nerdy because I was in theater and chorus. So I had the 1-2 punch.
Oh, same. Yeah, yeah.
And I was,
Swing choir. Yeah, I was in that. It's called Opus One.
I was in the Madrigal.
But that was college.
I was in the Madrigal. Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. How did we ever make it?
I don't know.
The hell?
I don't know. Oh, this is good really Lord. Interesting. And this is probably a very Southern
Well,
thing.
I'll be the judge of that.
I was in the jug band.
That sounds like a porno.
I said, it does. You know, because
the jug band.
If you're in the South and you're sitting on your front porch, you might play the jug.
Sure, you might blow into a big jug.
Jug. And
again, this is just a screaming porno, but go ahead.
This is not. And we would.
Hey, you guys, you got your jugs? Let's go get the jug. Ready to get your jugs out?
Whose idea was it anyway to have a jug band in Tallahassee? And why would I want to be in it? I don't know.
Cheryl, it's obviously a lot of time on some people's hands.
Yeah, I had a lot of time on my hands. I know, but there must have been an adult leading that.
Did you hear that, Thomas? She was like, partly like, we got to get into it. But she stopped herself and had to keep talking.
No, I've got so much to tell you.
I want to hear more about the jug band.
The jug band. I remember we sang. Oh, gosh.
How did you sing when you were blowing into your jug?
Well, not everybody played the jug. Some of us sang.
God.
One of our songs was...
Please tell me there's a jug song that can lead us into this,
Well, this
Thomas.
Is pretty... No, but... Really? Yeah.
Well,
that was like... We did sing the Wabash.
Cheryl had a jug. She could play something.
I know. I wish I...
Let's get her a jug.
I've got a bottle.
Please don't. Oh, my God.
It was something like that. But we did... We sang a hilarious song called, I don't know the name of it, but it would say, I just plant a little watermelon on my grave and let the juice trickle through.
Okay. And again, that sounds porny.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, I am just.
She really did do it for real. Oh, God. She was really like, oh, God, Rachel. Like, disappointed.
I can't.
She was like, come on.
I'm trying to give you.
Trying to elevate the podcast? Okay. Let's go. Let's go. The jug was brought out in 1862.
Yes, it probably
was. And
it
used as a musical instrument.
And we had washboards.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. Now you can play the washboard.
Cheryl, Rachel, you did not do that.
Rachel, we did. This was part of the jug band. I'm telling you. I'm just letting you know.
But was it like... Was it sort of like a Cracker Barrel thing where yes. it was cute? Okay.
Well, we thought it was, but now looking back, I mean, if whoever watched us before must have been like, holy bing balls, what is going on with holy. These high school kids? I don't know, Rachel. I'm just telling you. But
what did this the washboard sound like? What did you like use like a real washboard and then like
yes,
did
you
get
you
a
do
stick
a washboard.
Or did you have like a special thing that you there was roll a up and down on it?
No. Okay, now you, okay, Rachel. Now you just took it into a porn territory.
I did.
You
not. I
said, you, did you.
You get no. You
a
take
stick
the
and
stick
go up and
you this roll. Is, that's what you do with it,
Rachel.
To make the sound,
to
you
stop.
Go. Rrr, rrr, rrr,
okay,
rrr,
we need to
like
stop
that.
Talking about the jug band. This okay. went. This went. This went,
it went
sour.
South. It went south. Oh, and sour fast.
but I did play softball. I wasn't good at it. And
humble brag.
I saw one of the girls, who's now, of course, a woman, hey, Paula, hey, at my high school reunion. And she said,
hey, Paula.
Hey, Paula. And she said, oh, yeah, we played softball. I said, oh, my God, that's right. I said, what position did you play? And she said, I have no idea. I said, we were the worst softball team. We lost. I'm not even kidding when I say we lost every game. We lost yeah. every game.
I mean, you scream athletic, Cheryl. I don't
well,
understand. You
I
would just be a powerhouse on
I mean,
that
our,
softball
our,
team.
Our listeners probably know this, but I only signed up to play softball because my sister, Dr. Becky
yeah.
Hines.
Yes, who I'm a big fan,
yeah,
Dr.
Big
Becky
fan,
Hines.
She was a great softball player. And she
yeah.
said, sign up for
and
softball.
And her daughter's a great softball player.
Oh, my
her
gosh.
Daughter's a great softball
my,
player.
My niece, Zoe.
Yeah.
Is at BC playing softball. She's amazing.
We'll be right back with more softball talk. All right, keep going. Sorry.
Becky said, listen, if you sign up for softball, you don't have to take regular yeah. PE. And you'll uh-huh. never have to play because you're so bad. And, I mean, I think, anyway, so I was really bad. And my freshman year, you know, I sat on the bench and one of our teammates had a baby. And I would hold her baby during the game.
Mm-mm.
Yes, that's true. And
okay.
And
okay,
I was
teenage pregnancy.
Yes. And you can still be an athlete and, you know,
exactly.
whatever works.
Yeah. Do it all.
But then so the second year, my friends were like, I don't want to take PE either. I'm going to sign up for softball. So they signed up. And now there were too many people. So we had to have a JV team.
Stop it.
And so our JV team, this tells you how good we were. I was the shortstop.
Stop it.
And my friend Linda played in the outfield and she would sit on her glove.
Yep.
Because she was bored.
Yeah. Because nobody.
No, we were bad.
Nobody popped it. Nobody swang for the fences.
Well, listen, by the way.
Did you ever get a home run?
No, Rachel.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
My God,
I'm
no.
Just, yeah.
But there was a 10-run rule. So if the mm-hmm. other team ever was ahead by 10 runs or more, the game would mm-hmm. be over. Thank God. And
so
that's
stupid.
How most of our games ended.
Did you just let people run? Like you'd be like, oh, I missed it. Go,
yeah.
run.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Just
we were
go,
just like,
go.
Let's get this thing
just
over
go.
With.
Just run and get yeah. a oh, they got another. They got another
yeah.
run.
Yeah. So
they got
I saw.
Another run.
So I saw. I saw my friends, and it was really cute and sweet.
We didn't really need to talk that much about softball, but what happened at the reunion?
What happened at the reunion? well, I don't want to like, you know, tell reunion secrets.
Are we going to have a reunion podcast?
No, like, because what if somebody's
a very special podcast
what if
devoted to Cheryl's reunion
from the reunion, and they're like, I told you that in private. But there were a few like, oh.
Did you have them sign a non-disclosure agreement?
Before I got there.
Right.
My assistant walked in and told everybody to sign a non-disclosure.
Guess what, Linda? Everybody knows what your bra size is. What your real bra size
so,
is.
So anyway, it was cute. Yes.
Oh, sure. See how she's just avoiding it?
Yeah,
promise?
We can't.
She's just like, she's just steamrolling me now.
We had some high school. You're right. There was a
you had some moonshine. Can you talk about the moonshine?
I did have a guy
this
named
was so
Scott
great.
Brought his own moonshine.
Love Scott. I love Scott.
And I was like, and he said,
and he brought it in a mason jar.
In a mason jar. And not uh-huh. only that, he also brought a little cooler with another mason jar full of moonshine in it. And he was like, here, Cheryl, I'll have some moonshine. And I was like,
Maybe we can post pictures on the on our web, you know, on our social media of the moonshine.
I'll send a little video of Scott, of me and Scott drinking moonshine.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were lots of, it was very
Again, fun. I just want to point out to everybody listening, moonshine in Tallahassee, Florida, that they brought moonshine to the reunion and went up to Cheryl, said, hey, do you want some of my moonshine in a paper cup? And Cheryl didn't think, I might be roofied. Something might be in this. Well, and she sucked it down. But I know it's a safe crowd. Yes. It's your reunion.
Yeah.
But still. Well,
still, you should be on your toes.
The theme of the show is, you could have died.
The theme of the show is, I made it through my high school reunion.
You did. And ask me, have I ever been to one of mine?
Have you ever been to one of yours?
No.
Why?
And I'm so sorry, Thomas Worthington High School.
Oh, Rachel.
One year, my mom was so excited for me to go to my high school reunion that she, I had done something like, it was very early on, and I was on the cover of C Columbus Magazine. And so my mom got a, of course you haven't.
Bragging, she's alert.
Okay, go ahead. Not to brag, but I was on the cover of Columbus Magazine. Yep, Columbus, Ohio Magazine. And my mom printed up all these copies of it.
Oh, no.
And put it on all the tables of the reunion. And I did not go.
Rachel.
I know. And it's a great shame of mine. But I couldn't be there with my mom. God rest her soul. I love my mom.
Yes.
The story you know about my mom. We're good. We're in a good place. But back then, I was like, I cannot handle being with all these people. My mother took it upon herself. The reunion people didn't ask my mom to put pictures of me all over every table. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, Rachel.
All right. We'll
you
be
need
back
to go to your
more
next
hideous,
one.
Awkward moments. I really do.
Okay.
We really do.
Oh, my God.
Thank God for a
Thomas,
break. We got to get out of this. And
wait,
I just want to say I'm sorry to all my high school friends.
This is bad. This is a new low for the two of us because we have to take a break and we haven't even... We have not even gotten to the document. This is bad.
I don't even know what we're talking about today. I'm kidding.
All right. We're going to take up the quickest break.
We're talking about Princess Diana.
That's not true.
I'm kidding. That's not true. That's not
when
true,
when we come back, we're going to reveal what we're talking about
Get
today.
Get ready for the reveal. You're not going to believe it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Rachel?
Hey, yeah?
We really need to get to it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
You're the one that does this part. Go.
Shoot.
And
okay. And
action.
Here we go. Today we are talking about, oh my gosh, this documentary.
It is twists and
banana
turns.
Balls.
Highs and lows
and what
the actual
This is called, today we're talking about Bama Rush. It's a 2023 documentary film directed by Rachel Fleet. It follows the ups and downs of four young women as they prepare to participate in Sorority Rush at the University of Alabama. Bama Rush is available to watch on Max. Oh, Rachel.
Cheryl.
Okay. First of all, this could have been four different documentaries.
It was four different documentaries.
It technically was, and that's something that needs to be discussed.
Well, the filmmaker needs to take a look at that.
Okay.
But that's beside the point.
We will get to Rachel, the filmmaker.
I'm so excited.
Every year, tens of thousands of young women try to join sororities at American universities and colleges, and this is known as RUSH.
It's so estimable.
I did not even know this was happening, but in 2021, the University of Alabama's RUSH went viral on TikTok, hashtag BamaRUSH, and it was viewed over 500 million times.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is how it starts off, right?
People and the girls are making videos about themselves getting ready to RUSH, what their makeup looks like, what their hair looks like, what they're wearing.
Weren't you wondering who are the people following
that are watching this? Who are following the TikToks, right?
And they are grown. They seem grown to be women. Grown and men.
And men, yeah. That's a whole nother documentary.
Yes. Here's what I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand if people were watching on TikTok in a supportive way, or were they watching in a mocking way?
Well, I think it's almost like a reality show for me, because it's like they're looking to see who's going to get into what house.
Oh, they want
to. All these girls are saying what their preference is, what their first choice is. And the girls are like, oh my God, I just want to wear this. I don't want to say this. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I can't wait to get into the fives, the five B's. I'm going to lose my mind. Okay. So the documentary filmmaker is following these girls based on the TikToks about how they all want to, each girl wants to get into a specific house and how they dress to impress the girls that are in that house, or they're trying to learn what to say to them when they get into their meet and greets, right? And so it's fascinating. I think people can watch it like a competition, like, oh, is Shelby going to get into this house? Is Isabel going to get into this house? Cheryl, I don't know. I don't have time. I barely have time to look at my own Instagram. I need to post my own Instagram and I can't do it.
Yes.
You don't even do TikTok.
And you know, I thought after I watched this, I was like, I've got to go on TikTok and look at Bama Rush. And did I? No, because I don't have time.
Of course we didn't. But if you are sitting at home.
Yes.
And you've gone through a sorority, right? All over the United States.
Yeah.
And you see it brings up all those memories for you, good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm.
And the guys went through fraternity Rush. You know what I mean? So that's the documentary that I want to see too.
There are a few from this. There needs to be some breakout.
There needs to be a documentary called The Machine.
You're really spilling some beans.
I'm really just getting people excited.
Okay, here's another thing.
They want to find out what the fuck happened with The Machine. Go for it.
Here's another thing.
First of all, stop shouting.
By the way, you shouted first.
I did.
Here's the other thing that I was shocked about and did not know this existed. That you can hire
a RUSH coach. A RUSH counselor.
What are they called?
It's like a guidance counselor, but for RUSH.
Yeah, it's like a life coach.
They can take you shopping to look for dresses.
Is this only in Alabama that this happens?
I don't know. That's a good question. We want to hear from you guys. Call in. Again, we don't have a call-in line, but if we did, I'd be like, we're taking a call right now.
Okay, so
we want you guys to email us and tell us, does this happen at other colleges? I'm assuming it does, Cheryl.
That there are coaches.
Yeah.
So there's Shelby.
Yep.
Who was a high school senior from Illinois. Mm-hmm. She really wants to RUSH at Bama. And she's the first in her family to go. Rachel, you just humiliated yourself.
She really wants to RUSH Bama. I was like, Alabama.
Am I not allowed to say Bama? This is called
just made
Bama
me laugh
RUSH.
So hard. It just made me laugh so hard. Like you had to shorten it to Bama.
That's what it's called.
And when you could just say she just really wanted to RUSH. Established.
Okay. Yeah, and then there was Isabel, who was a senior from California. And she wanted to get into University of Alabama because of the TikTok videos.
Yeah. I think Isabel might be my fan favorite, but well, that's just in or there.
And okay. She has Jesus stuff and heart chakra stuff in her bedroom. And she, I mean, listen, across the board, it's heart-wrenching because these girls are trying to figure out who they are and they want to fit in and they...
And they're thinking the sorority is going to give them their identity.
Yes! And so...
And that they're going to get love that they've never had before. I think that was a theme across the board for all of them is that they wanted to get love from these fraternal organizations.
Yes, yes. Whew. So it's between starting off with these girls... Mm-hmm. And just wanting to be accepted and loved and find out who they are. And the people that are following them on TikTok. And then the coaches, I was like, what is happening? Then there was a girl named Holiday. She wants to be president one day. She works for a nutrition shop and a tanning salon.
A tanning salon. Oof. That tanning salon footage was a lot.
Yeah, when she's like rinsing down the, and it's just like brown water. Yeah. I'm like, man, Holiday's putting in her hours.
She's doing it. She's got sweat equity.
Yeah, and she's
into
been
that tanning salon.
She's been doing pageants since she was 18 months old. This is what's in my,
which is exactly why she'd want to be into a sorority and think, you know, getting this approval from people outside of yourself, which is.
So she was born.
Nelly.
She was born to Bama Rush. But here's the
Rush,
sad.
Yes.
Here's the sad thing. This is sad. This was so sad.
Yeah.
So when she was a freshman,
she got into a house.
She was dropped from her sorority because she was wearing a sticker from a rival
from another
sorority.
Sorority. Yeah.
Which
I don't even understand that.
I don't understand.
Did she wear the sticker on her backpack or was it like on her shirt?
I don't know. I wish I would have liked to have known more about
it. Like on her leg, like on her skirt? You know, like now they're putting their little stickers like right on their shorts.
How do you know this? Who is? Are you making this up or you think that's really happening?
No, I've seen girls.
Wearing stickers?
In sororities that have like name tags where they don't want to put it up here. So they put it on their waistband.
Oh, so you think the sticker was a hello, my name is Holiday?
I don't know.
Oh, we
I
don't know. Idea. Holiday, if you're listening, and we know
call
you are.
Us. Call us. We don't have a call in line, but
okay.
And
email then, us. And then, okay, by the way.
Okay.
These girls across the board, white, blonde girls.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl named Michaela. Who is a freshman, and she's the only non-white person that was profiled in this. And she...
Right. She's mixed race.
And she also has the same desire to, I think if I just got into a sorority, I'd figure out who I am. And,
like, this is my home.
And she had
gave me a sense of home.
She had a coach. One of the coaches, I think it was one of the coaches, right, talked about the 5 B's.
Yeah, well, that was, wasn't that Sloan? Sloan talking to Isabel? Here we go. Let's
should we
go.
Listen
the five
to
B's
the
for
five
rushing.
B's? Okay, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, we should. I need to hear it.
So what they are looking for you is just not to stay away from five topics. And they're called the 5 B's. So boys, it just means fraternity boys and talking about like swaps or mixers or anything like that. But if they bring it up, it's okay to talk about it. Just you don't want to like initiate that conversation. Yeah. Be like, what fraternities do you guys hang out with?
Uh-huh.
The next one's booze. Just don't talk about alcohol. Bible, all they mean is by like asking about their religion, what church they go to or anything like that. Yeah. Put someone in a corner. The next one is bucks, so money. So you don't want to be like, does your dad own a yacht off of the south of France or anything like that? Or you don't want to bring that stuff up as well. And the last one is Biden is what they're probably referring to now. And all it means is politics.
And by the way, all of this is said with a really sweet smile.
I don't know what it leaves you with if you can't.
It doesn't leave you with other than like the news, weather and sports.
You can't. No, you can't talk about
booze, you can't really talk about the news.
Boys.
Either.
Bible, religion,
Bible,
politics,
bucks.
I like that. Don't ask if they
owns a yacht.
And don't mention it if your dad owns a yacht.
Yes. Yes.
There was also the three C's. Do you remember the three C's?
Keep it cute, keep it curt, and curtsy.
So close. Classy, calm, and cool.
That's right. Classy, calm, and cool.
The three C's. Mm-hmm. Classy. We need to remind ourselves of that before we go into an event. We need to make eye contact and say,
keep it classy.
Classy. Keep it calm. Keep it cool.
And cool.
And enter.
Enter. We always say keep it classy, though. You know?
We do say keep it classy. Oh, God, Rachel.
We do say keep it classy. Oh, is it really time for a break?
And we haven't. There's so much. Okay.
Just telling you. We've got to plow through.
We've got to
We haven't even gotten to the documentary in.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we get
Is
back...
Is that the right word?
I think it's documentarian.
The documentarian. Okay, all right.
What did
I just,
you call it?
I just
what
said
did
it real say? Fast.
Documentarian.
A documentarian. Okay, we'll be right back more with Bama.
Bama Rush.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, and we're back.
We're back.
Okay, so Rachel, this was confusing to me when we were. I was watching this with Becky.
Cheryl, what part? What part?
Well, I'm just trying to catch up with the coaches and the girls and the. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden.
There's a lot of big topics that could veer off into another documentary.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, the director.
Yeah.
The documentarian, mm-hmm. Rachel.
Yep.
Appears on screen.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on her bed.
Yes. And she opens up about her struggle in life.
Yeah. With alopecia.
Yes.
Because she has alopecia.
Yes. So she doesn't have any hair. And then all of a sudden, it turns into, she's talking.
A confessional.
A confessional.
I don't even know if that's right. It just became about her.
Yes, about her journey in life.
Yes.
And that she had to, or chose to, wear wigs during while she was growing up, and that was very painful for her. And I understand
very
that.
Very painful. Yeah. Very, very painful.
Then she said she felt like she was rushing.
Yes.
That was the connection that I was like.
She's like, I felt like this was my rushing.
Right.
My entire life was rushing.
And
to fit in, maybe.
Okay, to fit in. Okay.
But it was a logic leap.
It was a real 180.
Mm-hmm.
Then I felt like, oh, well, maybe this is now what the documentary is about.
Well, also maybe it's going to, I thought maybe, honestly, I was like, maybe the documentary is going to start talking about their hair.
Right.
Like talking about like
what
Michaela. Hair,
right.
They did deal with Michaela's hair a little bit with how she wanted to straighten it, and then she made it blonde. And then, but then we didn't talk about Shelby's hair. We didn't talk about Isabella's hair.
No.
We didn't talk about Sloane's hair.
No.
And we didn't talk about Elizabeth Boyd or
Who is Elizabeth?
Trisha's hair. Elizabeth. Oh. That was just another woman who talked in the documentary. But we didn't talk about Trisha's hair, which we could have, but we didn't.
Right.
But it was confusing because it felt like it didn't make sense.
It did. It felt like a different, this is a different documentary that I would like to see.
Yeah, I'm interested in that, but it just felt like, it felt disjointed from the... It felt like an issue was being wedged into.
Yes.
Wedged into the documentary that wasn't really there, that kind of inserted her into the story.
Yes.
Which is happens a lot. Yeah, it happens a lot with the people that are directing the documentary. Because like, why
does
do they
it?
Do it? Whatever.
I guess it does. Sometimes they get involved.
Yeah.
But this seemed like, I felt like, I think she wants to do a documentary about that.
Yeah, it's like square peg, round hole. It just was like,
Yes, it was. And then you'd go back to like the screaming blonde girls, like clapping and, you know, oh my God! And the shorts and the kicks and the, you know, we're gonna do it. And it was just like, what is happening?
What was the we're gonna do it cheer?
That was the whole cheer.
When I was in cheerleading camp, when I was in college, we did a cheer. And we did,
when I was in high school.
And that's a whole other, I'm going to wedge myself into this.
Give it a wedge.
No.
Get right in there.
No, but it was, but being, having no melatonin, like no melanin in my skin. I almost said melatonin, but no melanin in my skin. Be a little chunky white girl. Oof. It was tough, but this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
The cheer that we would do on the way was like, Aunt Gawa, I want a shower. Aunt Gawa, I need a shower. Food, food. It was F-O-O-D. Food is for our energy. F-O-O-D.
No, Rachel.
Food
this
is for
is
our
not...
energy. Aunt Gawa, I want a shower.
How is that a cheer?
I don't know. And even back then, I was like, this is insanity.
This is nutballs.
This is beneath me. Why am I doing this?
By the way.
And I did it because I wanted to be liked.
Well, that's what we all want. And by the way, I also was on the cheerleading squad for a little while in as a freshman. And we had insane
in
cheers.
In college or high school?
High school.
Insane, me too, just freshman year.
Insane cheers that meant absolutely nothing.
And like what?
Oh, like wind it up. It's up. Wind it up. It's up. Can you boogie? Yeah. Can you boogie? Yeah. But we were banned from doing it in front of the student body because when we would say wind it up, all the guys would shout, it's up. And then the faculty would say, you are not allowed to do that cheer. It's vulgar. And we're like, we're not doing anything.
Okay, you be the girls and I'll be the guy.
Okay. Wind it up.
It's up.
Wind it up.
It's up.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Can you boogie? Yeah.
Well, keep...
I can boogie with you, baby. If you want to see me boogie, all you got to do is wind me up. Woo! That was
it's up.
Cheer. Yeah.
Do it again. One more time.
Oh my God, Rachel.
One more time.
Wind it up.
It's up.
Okay. Your timing is so off.
Let's try it again.
It has to be immediate. It has to be.
My friend, horrific cheer.
Linda and I, we made up our own cheer because we thought the cheers were so... stupid. We would go, hey, all right, all right. Hey, all right, all right. Hey, all right, a hey, all right, a hey, all right, all right. And that was our cheer.
That's what you guys came up with.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're going to take a break and gather our thoughts.
No more breaks. Okay, listen.
For just a second. We're not taking a break.
Okay, listen. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
We've got to start winding it down because we haven't even gotten to the thing that you wanted to talk about.
I know.
Do you want to talk
about
it?
Let's go. What was it?
What you wanted to talk about?
I loved the five B's. Remember, I was like, I want to talk about the five B's.
So at some point in this documentary, and once again, I thought, oh, holy shitballs, this is about to take a turn.
A dark turn. Yes, this
and
is
I
exactly
like,
what I
And I was like, now we're
about.
Getting into...
Now.
Now this is about
we're
to
We're getting into
go
the scandal.
Because then, all of a sudden, it was like...
It's like...
They started asking... The sorority girls.
The sorority girls. About, on your ready? 1, 2, 3.
The machine. And they said.
You were off on that timing. Let's try it again. 1, 2, 3.
The machine. You're not supposed to take a break after 3. It doesn't matter. The point is.
She is to me all the
now
time.
Now they started asking about the machine.
I'm always a designated patient. All right. Keep going.
The machine.
Yeah.
And the sorority girls would not talk about it.
Mm-mm. They looked at each other. They kept giving each other side eyes.
Yes.
Like, no, we don't know anything about it.
We're not going to talk. It was no, we've never terrible. Heard of the machine.
They should definitely not be theater majors because they were terrible actors.
So Theta Nu Epsilon is a secret society known as the Machine. And the Machine is essentially a shadow version of Greek life that controls student government, football tickets, homecoming. They control everything.
They control, like, they decide who's actually going to win homecoming.
Yes.
Who gets the best seats at the football games.
Yes, and they meet secretly.
Who gets invites.
And you're not allowed to talk about it. And then it starts sort of unraveling, like, okay, the Machine runs Bama.
And there was a girl that wrote an article.
Yes,
that was
exposing.
An alumni that said, this is what the Machine does. It's bad. And it was like, it was literally like, oh my God, here we go.
We're like, we're about to
here we go.
Break down
we
the machine.
We thought the documentary was about this, but the documentary realized it's about this. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
And
the Machine.
And then they go right back into the cheering girls.
Dresses and cheering. And Michaela realizing she doesn't like the dresses that Trisha picked out for her. And she breaks up with Holiday.
Michaela and Holiday,
Michaela and Holiday
break
up.
And that was...
That was another, like, C story or D story or E story.
By the way, when Becky and I were watching that, we were like, what? Did I miss what they're breaking up over? But I'm glad you said it was a dress.
She said that Michaela was... No. It was that Holiday said she heard from another friend that Michaela said that Holiday was psycho.
Oh, well.
Remember?
How many times have I heard that?
Exactly.
Okay. And then Shelby makes a TikTok about her go bag for Rush that goes viral and gets 1.7 million views.
Yeah.
This is also the part that I don't understand. So she's just showing us what she takes in her bag to Rush.
To Rush. Yeah.
And people loved it.
Went crazy for it.
Okay, this is another moment when I'm like, okay, this is taking a turn and it's about to get next level. Here we go.
This is going to bring it home. It's going to bring it home.
So now rumors are flying at Bama about this documentary.
God, you just love saying Bama. Cannot take it.
About this documentary.
Okay, about this documentary. That girls are being mic'd.
Mic'd, secretly mic'd. And Rachel, the filmmaker, is about to blow the roof off of Sorority Rush, off the Machine, off of Bama,
off of dresses.
And people are freaking out.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a New York Times article written about it. Do you remember that?
Yes. Well, they read it. She was reading it. Like Rachel, the filmmaker was
then we
reading.
We go back
it.
To Rachel because now Rachel.
It's about her.
It got.
And now she's being bald, and that she's bald, and she's so recognizable, and she's like, "I'm the only
part of
person
the story, right?
That was bald, so I've got to get a wig now."
She had to go back
so that people don't recognize me. She had to go back to the
moment.
Wig. It was a painful moment.
And then this was sad because. Now the girls are freaking out that somebody's trying to go undercover during Rush. Mm-hmm. That one of the girls, and by the way, this is a cute little style hack. If anybody's listening and you want your shirt to be tighter, you can...
In the back,
you can put a hair tie in the back and make a little knot.
Yeah, you pull your shirt tight and you put it in a little knot.
And you tuck it under.
With the hair tie. I tried it. I couldn't do it.
And one of the girls did that, and she was disqualified because they thought it was a mic.
It was a mic. But on closer examination, I think you'd probably see there's no mic cord attached
but
to it or
what?
Mic pad.
It was too late.
It was too late.
It reminded me too much of the sticker incident.
Exactly.
I was like, uh-uh.
But then we find out even that Holiday, that other girls had worn stickers, they were just using that as an excuse to get her out. Because they thought
they didn't really like her.
Oh, no, Cheryl. They didn't really like her. So they just, that's what she said.
one of the things that was interesting about this, right, is that these girls are smart girls. It's not like not like these girls are just, you know,
no, but they're in their early 20s when you're just like so crazy.
And so
I just think it's too much.
When they're going through this rush and we're watching them, some of them started to take themselves out of rush because they felt like this isn't good for me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel good when I'm there. It's making me feel even more.
Yeah, good realization.
It is. The thing that I appreciated was that these coaches
were so sweet.
They were
and said,
sweet.
I'm here for you.
And they talked them through that too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting.
Yeah. And just so they
just
didn't.
Got
are
goosebumps.
You getting. Well, I think you probably can relate because your daughter went through rush.
Yes.
You know, and all of that is it's really emotional.
It's emotional and it's
important to them in the moment, and you want them to feel empowered, you know. But I think it was great to see Michaela decide for herself that this wasn't for her.
Yeah.
You know, and it was also great to see that Shelby was excited and that she got the one that she chose.
So Shelby and Isabel got into their desired houses. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of cheering in the streets.
And a lot of tears and a lot of running. You run. It was very weird to say you run to your forever home, which made me feel like we're in a cult. Or yes. We're suddenly
I'm telling you, from the moment this thing started, you were like, oh boy. Becky and I were both like, we had to sit back like, whoa, 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 whoa. There's too much coming at me right now. It's too much coming at me.
Yeah.
Woo.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It just felt like a massive themed salad. Like we got all the themes.
We got it all
mixed in.
We got it all. Wait, Thomas.
Yeah, we got it all,
man. Thomas, did you have anything to add to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I thought that, like, remember Queen of Versailles?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more like that, and kind of profiling this really strange Southern world
culture.
And
I
feel like maybe it was an issue with access and not being allowed in these sororities and stuff, but like I don't really feel like I actually got a sense of what it was like to be in the sorority.
That's true and even the rush, like, because you didn't get to go into a mixer
the house. Well, that was also what was funny about the mics.
Right.
About going in mic'd. And they're like, well, there wouldn't. I loved that part where she was like, there would be no way to hear them, the sound.
Yeah, Rachel, the director.
With the mics.
It's like, that's.
Yeah.
That would not work.
They don't understand that, like, we couldn't just, like, sneak the mics in and
hope that we
sound.
Hear everybody.
And then she said, see, like, for example, the air conditioning came on. And I was like, but I can still hear you clearly talking with the air conditioning on.
To recap, you've got Bama Rush. You got
Bama
the,
Rush.
We're following the girls. And then we've got the director who has her own issues. We've got
agenda.
The machine.
We've got the machine, which
secret underground.
That feels like that should have been cracked.
We need to crack it.
We should go undercover. Okay, we're going.
We should rush.
We could totally. We're going to rush.
I mean, I am curious.
We're going to rush.
Let me ask you this.
What are you going to wear?
I'm going to make a TikTok. I mean, could they, if we decided to go back to college.
To go to college. Yeah.
And we wanted to rush, would they just say, no, we should do our own Bama Rush?
I think they'd probably say,
we don't like your sticker.
Thank you.
Like your sticker
like,
or your hair tie. Oh, you, Rachel,
listen,
I think it
this
might
is the
be
thing.
Worth
I would
doing.
Get kicked out. But Cheryl, I would get kicked out so quickly because you know me. I can't go anywhere without having wet hair on the first floor.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to have wet hair.
Mm-mm.
You are not allowed.
I frequently go out without makeup on and I'm naked.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand that. Like 2/3. So you can have your makeup and your hair done. Mm-hmm. But if you're
the clothes
no outfit,
aren't right.
If I'm naked.
Well, you're not naked.
I could go out, but you could go out.
You have to have hair, makeup. You have to have two of the three.
The three,
so
right.
Hair, makeup, clothes. It's okay if your hair looks great and your clothes look great,
right.
But your makeup's not on point.
Okay. Okay.
You can still go out.
This is so gross and moving women forward so much. And he even say in the documentary, like, basically the way that they pick, like, which sorority's best is based on looks.
I know.
They say that.
And then the girls say that. They're like, I know. I wouldn't be the one that has the hottest girls because it's the best sorority.
It just seems like that was like, hey, the 80s called and wants their documentary back.
Listen, the 80s called and I answered at my high school reunion. I can tell you that.
You sure did. Way to bring it
home. Thank you. All right.
Way
Rachel,
to bring
are
it
you ready for
home.
Some final thoughts?
I sure am.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this documentary. Did you cry?
No.
Mm-mm.
Did you cry?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I felt anxiety.
Slightly angry.
But I did not cry.
Slightly
I
angry.
Was very slightly angry and anxious. And,
that was emotional, it was, but not.
Oof.
I mean, and Dr. Becky Hines, but I really felt like, oh, this is going to be heart-wrenching because all mm-hmm. these girls are not going to make it, and this is going to be a right. sad moment. But that didn't even...
It didn't pan out that way. There was no...
No.
It didn't.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And did you... Oh, I don't know.
Yep. I know what you're going to ask me, and just do it.
Was there anyone you were attracted to?
I don't even know how you answer that question.
Being creepy that we were attracted to a college girl. First of all, were there any guys that... Oh.
No, there were really no guys that they talked to.
Not that you...
Did they? Did she talk to any guys?
I don't
remember. Oh, she talked to the guy that was the one who wrote the article on the machine. Like, we thought he was going to get down and dirty
crack it open.
Right. Like, they showed, like, that he had gotten an award for his investigative journalism into the machine. But we didn't find out exactly what it was. And I don't know why he was brought in.
Right. It did not pan out.
And so to answer your question, there was really no one that I was attracted to.
I know.
The people that I liked,
mm-hmm.
I love the girls. I thought the girls were very sweet.
I know, all of the girls.
And I felt for all of them. Were you in a sorority, Cheryl?
No, I wasn't. As a matter of fact, I couldn't afford a sorority, Rachel.
No, I wasn't in a sorority either.
At my college, we were called, if you weren't a Greek, in Greek life, you were called GDIs. Were you called GDIs?
No, we were just called sad.
No, we were called goddamned independents.
Oh, GDIs. Yeah, goddamn independents.
That's what we were called.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, we were, I guess, angry. I don't know if they labeled us as that or if we labeled ourselves as that. But that's what we were.
This is what I'll say about college. I think that it's a very intense time for 20-year-olds that are figuring it out. They're leaving this home.
It's hard.
Going to a new school. And I just think it's all weird.
It's all
and
hard.
You couldn't pay me billions of dollars to go back and live my 20s.
Uh-uh. It's a hard time.
Would
it's
you,
a hard time.
Would you go back and relive it?
For $1 billion, yes.
Mm-mm. No, 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 no.
Would you like to say anything with True Story Talk Back? Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody in this film?
Oh, I just want to say I hope you girls are also happy.
Yeah.
And like finding your self-worth, you know, and things other than a group of other people liking you or accepting you into a group, you know.
Yeah. Best of luck to all the girls out there. All right.
Yeah.
That is it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Judy Blume Forever on Prime Video. You guys, also, we would like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com. And we will most likely have one of your questions on an episode and answer it for you. And we love hearing from you. You can follow us on social media too. We're on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else. Doesn't matter. All right, guys. That's going to do it.
This is a good one.
Thanks so much for listening.
I'll call you tonight.
I'll call you tonight. True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Rachel Harris. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Nadia Labetz. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.